Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. We're continuing with the series in What Saith the Scriptures, and the epistle that we're looking at this time is the first epistle to the Thessalonians. The founding of the church at Thessalonica is recorded in Acts chapter 17 and follows on from the work at Philippi once Paul and Silas had left that city and proceeded along the highway. In the opening verses of Acts 17, we are told that there was a synagogue of the Jews at Thessalonica. And so, following his normal pattern, the Apostle Paul began to preach the truth, as it is in Christ in that synagogue. For three Sabbaths in a row, he continued with his preaching, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. The message was received by some of the Jews, a good many of the God-fearers from amongst the Jews, and by a considerable number of notable women also. On the other hand, there was much opposition aroused in the hearts of some, who then engineered a riot in the town with an eye to blaming the Lord's servants and having them cast out of their city or imprisoned. They were unsuccessful in their plan, but the brethren at Thessalonica urged Paul and Silas to move on in the work of the gospel, and during the night the two left for Berea. From Berea, Paul went on to Athens. He was greatly concerned about the young church at Thessalonica, and when Timothy eventually joined him at Athens, he sent him back there to see how it fared with them. In due time, Timothy brought his report to Paul, who by this time was in Corinth. The report was full of encouragement, but with one or two areas requiring attention. The great apostle's reaction at the good report displays something of the humanness of the Lord's mighty servant at his preaching and teaching in Corinth. Step up a gear at the goodness. Acts 18:15. His immediate reaction, then, is to sit down and write to them. And this he does in the letter that we know as the First Thessalonians. From the positive side, Paul has much to say by way of commendation for the Thessalonians' good witness and testimony and zeal in the cause of the gospel. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. From them had sounded out the word of life, and Paul tells them in every place their faith towards God was spoken abroad. Now we live, says Paul, as he receives the good news of the good stand that the saints had taken in that place. There is no cause for slacking, of course. What he longs to hear is that their work of faith and labour of love might abound more and more. From the negative side of things, one or two items that needed clarifications, especially in relation to the coming again of Christ. There are the regular exhortations regarding sins of the flesh and so forth, but the great concern is the relation to what will happen to those who have fallen asleep when Christ returns. Would they share in that glory and enjoy that event of the appearing of the Saviour? Verses 13 to 18 of chapter 5 answers that query and gives us one of the most blessed statements of the Holy Scripture found anywhere in the Bible. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. With regards to the Lord's return for them, let them always be aware of and prepared for that coming. Amen. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found on the internet at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.